Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2600, How We Saved Multi-Millions, Part 2, by Go Curry Cracker of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you every single day of the year, sometimes longer posts, which is the case today. It's actually a continuation from yesterday, so if you haven't done so already, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, then let's get right back into it and hear part two as we continue optimizing your life. How We Saved Multi-Millions, Part 2, by Go Curry Cracker of GoCurryCracker.com. Saving a High Percentage of Income. To save a high percentage of income, we did unconventional things. For years, my main form of transportation was a bicycle I bought on Craigslist for $50. I later sold it for $60. Owning a car sucks. We lived in a walkable neighborhood. That wasn't an accident. We will be renters for life. Winnie could win MasterChef. Gordon Ramsay, if you're listening to this. Some of the best food in town comes from her kitchen. Not interested in doing unconventional things? Then math isn't the problem. None of this was ever a sacrifice. Why would we spend all of our money to buy a lot of versatile solutions for modern living when we could be buying our freedom instead? Take this same approach and apply it to every expense category, and saving a high percentage of income is the natural and repeatable outcome. For more on this philosophy, I recommend reading Your Money or Your Life. It's available for free from every library and can be purchased for as little as 1 cent on Amazon. The Miracle of Compound Interest. Saving a high percentage of income is only half the battle. You can't just put fat stacks of cash under your mattress and expect to get rich. Those fat stacks of cash are best exchanged for assets that produce an income that has the potential to grow over time. For example, businesses. Just like Warren Buffett. But for better or worse, we don't have enough money to buy whole businesses all at once, so we buy just a small part. That's what stocks are, partial ownership of real living and breathing companies. Historically, American businesses have grown by an oversimplified 10% per year. More some years, less others. Stocks have fluctuated in value up and down by a much greater amount, but that's just the nature of a dynamic marketplace. Just like television, it's best to completely ignore it on a daily basis. The businesses themselves continue to innovate and strive for growth, and in the long run, the owners of those companies do well. How well? A while ago, my friend J Money invented a metric called the lifetime wealth ratio. It even made an appearance in the New York Times. In short, the ratio is your net worth divided by total lifetime income. Earlier this year, I downloaded my Social Security statement and calculated our lifetime wealth ratio, adjusted for taxes. The results surprised me. Even after 3 years of walking the earth and making babies, 100% of every paycheck we've ever earned since the age of 15 is sitting in our bank accounts. Every dollar spent on food and rent, every dollar lost forever to interest on a mortgage and student loans, every loss trying to invest in real estate and individual stocks, It's all been returned to us through the ownership of businesses. Here's another way to look at it. We could return to Seattle today and buy a house, fill it with furniture and flat screen TVs, buy a new Tesla to drive our baby to soccer practice and piano lessons, eat out for dinner a few times a week, and we would still be retired. What would you do if every dollar you've ever spent was magically returned to you? Would you still spend it in the same way? Would you still be complaining in Yahoo comments? That's the miracle of compound interest. Investing is scary or confusing? You don't know where to get started? This blog and others like it can help. Complaints. Here are a few of the complaints that popped up. Perhaps these aren't complaints so much as excuses. Number one, you got lucky. If by lucky you mean we didn't spend all of our money on trifles and instead bought index funds, you're correct. Number two, they must have gotten some kind of inheritance. This is true. We both inherited a love of reading and learning, a streak of independence, and a desire to never again be poor. I also inherited U.S. citizenship. Number three, they were able to graduate without student loans. Nope, not true. My student loan debt burden would put me in the top 5% of graduates today. Winnie's debt burden was much more modest because Taiwan has a more sane education system, but salaries are also much lower. I used 0% credit card balance transfers to help accelerate my student loan payoff. An interested person could do the same today. Number four, they make money from their blog. Yep. In 3 years of blogging, we've managed to earn less than half of the minimum wage on an hourly basis. That ain't nothing to aspire to, but maybe you should start your own blog. Number five, but taxes. It is possible to legally withdraw funds from your 401k before age 59 and a half without penalty, and tax laws are friendly to early retirees. Number six, they want me to read their blog. The horror. I bet J.K. Rowling wants you to read her next book too. Hopefully our example can help you gain your financial independence. And number seven, last time you said you have only $1 million. Not really. We only need around $1 million to support our lifestyle. Speaking of last time, you complained about that too? Is this a pattern? If you've made it this far, you probably aren't a complainer. Welcome. I look forward to hearing about your journey to financial independence. You just listened to part two of the post titled How We Saved Multimillions by Go Curry Cracker of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. What I like about Go Curry Cracker's approach to saving a large percentage of his income is that he had a genuine interest in living differently. Financial freedom was way more interesting to him than consumerism. Also, notice that there is not a shred of deprivation in his explanation. He liked riding his bike to work. Winnie enjoyed cooking and they ate well. They didn't suffer through eating rice and beans every day, which is the typical assumption when one states they're saving money. They made very intentional decisions to live in walkable neighborhoods close to work. The tough thing about sharing one's story publicly is that often the details will be presented out of context or not comprehensively. Most content consumers don't have the attention span to sit through a comprehensive explanation of how another person became financially free. And those that do, read books about early retirees. But I think bloggers like Go Curry Cracker, his name is Jeremy Jacobson, by the way, do a great job of using the power of concise words to inspire us to want to learn more. If you want to hear more from Jeremy, watch his TEDx talk titled Reimagine Retirement. But that's going to do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. And I'll see you tomorrow with more Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.